Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Legal Shield Business Solutions training and support call. This morning is Monday, July 15th, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. And I got to tell you, we are so excited. I've got Mr. Scott Brooks, one of our top trainers, one of our $250,000 earners, on the call with us, one of our Millionaire Club members, and he's going to be providing a training for us this morning. We are so ecstatic to hear from him, and we've got so many exciting things happening right now in the world of Legal Shield. So I'm going to just cover a few announcements, and then we will get straight to Mr. Brooks. We're so excited to hear from him. Of course, we've got several of our team that are finishing up their vacation in Cabo San Lucas this morning. We want to thank everyone who worked so hard to make that such an incredible event. I know for all of those who did not have the chance to be in Cabo, they've been seeing updates on our Facebook page, and it's kind of one of those things that you look at and you say, oh man, you know, why couldn't we be there? Well, we could be there. I mean, frankly. And we can be at next year's trip as well. And that's the exciting thing about these vacations. I remember when I first got started in the business, and I won't give you, you know, a super long backstory here, but I remember when I first got started, you had to win a trip, you had to qualify from January through December. It was a full calendar year. So we started in July. And, of course, so we didn't qualify that year because I didn't go full-time really till July. We did qualify the next year, but you didn't go on the trip until the following year. So I say all that to say this. There were really kind of two vacations that people went on that I didn't even have a chance to qualify for, and so I got to hear about it. You know, I got to see the pictures. I got to see the updates. And I remember thinking, well, that's fun for them, but I wish I was there. Well, it motivated me. It made me want to be sure that I did not ever miss a trip due to qualification. And so, I hope that has that impact on all of us. If you weren't on that Cabo trip, I hope that you're motivated to get on the next trip. Next summer's trip has not been announced yet, but it's going to be a great location. I know that because Legal Shield picks the best locations to send our folks to, and so I'm excited for that. And again, we want to congratulate all of those who are in Cabo and having a great time there. One of the big announcements from Cabo was that Legal Shield announced some continuation of promotions that had been running for the first part of July. The Fired Up Fast Start promotion that was supposed to end, I believe, today or maybe on Friday, but they have extended that through the end of July. And Fast Start Builders business bonuses are doubled until the end of July. So big announcements. I know that those don't have a huge impact on the business solutions side of our business, but I also know that many of our business solutions associates are recruiting and building a team as well, and those absolutely do impact you if that's the case. And so just wanted to share that. And of course, another announcement, we're moving our call to Thursday evening, so we don't have a call on Monday evening anymore. We're spacing that out. I'm a big fan of that, by the way. That's the way that we used to do it, and I'm glad that we're going back. So don't forget our team building call this Thursday evening, and we're excited for that call. We have a couple of events coming up that I just wanted to share with you, wanted to make sure are on your radar. The first is this Wednesday, the 17th, we've got an employee benefits certification webinar coming up this Wednesday, July 17th. That is from 10 a.m. Central to 12 noon Central time. So just as a reminder, that's something that we do specially for our team. You have a chance to go through our online employee benefits certification training. And that webinar is kind of the final piece to that online training. So you go through all the videos online, and that's set up to where when you go through it, you go through basically one at a time, and you have to answer a couple of questions at the end of each training. It's really just to reinforce the most important points. Once you answer those questions, it opens up the next video. So you just go through those videos in a progressive order, just one at a time. And once you finish those videos, that's really the time to get on the webinar. And so you can take a look at that. That's under the link Employee Benefit Certification Training in the Success Team World back office, successteamworld.com. Log in and then go to Employee Benefit Certification Training. That's something that's just really specific to our team, and it's a great opportunity not only to have access to an online training, but really to have access to go back to those videos over and over and over again. It's something that we always stress for our Business Solutions Associates to go through those videos multiple times. And so that webinar is this Wednesday from 10 to 12. All of these events that I'm mentioning here you can find on our events page. So you might say, you know, how do you get to the events page? I know it's some of us are just still getting familiar with our Success Team World website. Well, it's real simple. You go to successteamworld.com. You log in. When you log in, up at the top of your page, there's a toolbar, and you'll see a lot of different links. It's the calendar icon that you're looking for. That's the events page. I'm going through this a little bit slowly because I want to make sure that we all, number one, are on the same page, no pun intended, but that we're all finding this. Number two, because this is something that I hope that you're checking on a regular basis. This events page is one of those things that I hope you're getting on, that you ought to be familiar with it. And this is, I should mention, if you're still a guest user, I don't think you have access to this. This is for our associate users. But if you click on that calendar icon, that will take you to our events page. And that's where you go to find the upcoming events. You'll see that Employee Benefit Certification webinar right there on the events page. Another couple events I'll just mention to you, they're on this page, but I'm going to be conducting live trainings for Legal Shield. One is this Saturday, coming up this Saturday. That's going to be down by New Orleans in Hammond, Louisiana. I'm really excited for that. You can register for that right on that page. In a couple of weeks, I'll be in Jackson, Mississippi. And so I'm hitting two of those southern states right in a row. But if you or anyone that you know are in those areas, I would love to have them come out and spend a day working with them and training with them. Always enjoy meeting our team associates live when I have the chance to travel and do these kinds of events. So you'll see those three events coming up. All of those accomplish the same purpose in that you get that certification to go out and work in employee benefits. Obviously, a live training, I get to spend the day with you, and it's hard to replace that online. The great thing about having those online videos, again, though, is you can go back time after time and watch them. And, you know, we've got sample enrollment presentations. We've got sample decision-maker meetings up on that channel. I say channel up on that page. And so I hope that our team is taking advantage of those special resources. It's something that is very unique in our business, and frankly, we're proud to be able to offer that to our team. The final event on that page, and I want to take just a minute and talk about it here this morning, is the 2019 Fall Leadership Summit. That's Legal Shield does two events really every year. They do the International Convention in the spring, and I know a lot of you were in Dallas this past, it was at the end of March, maybe the 1st of April, but I think it was that last weekend in March, if I remember correctly. But anyway, you were in Dallas and you had a great time. It was a fantastic event. And this is their fall event. They move this around. They move both of them around some. But the Fall Leadership Summit this October is going to be in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's from the 3rd to the 5th of October, October 3rd through the 5th in Salt Lake City. And I'm going to tell you, if you're not yet registered for this event, I need you to go ahead and get that done. You're going to benefit so greatly from being at this Fall Leadership Summit. Now, we've got two great keynote speakers that are going to be there. Bob Berg, who's a motivational speaker. He's the best-selling author of The Go-Giver. We've got another New York Times best-selling author, Robin Arslan, going to be there. Those two speakers are going to be great, and you'll enjoy hearing from them just as we've enjoyed hearing from all of the keynote speakers that we've had at these big international events. But the experience of being there is something that is impossible to try to put in a capsule and give to somebody if they're not there. It just is. I mean, there's no other way to say it. And it's not something that if you've been there once or if you've been there twice, if you've been to one of these events in the past, then you already got it and you're done. Every event is different, and it's crucial to be at every event. Now, you might say, well, why is he talking about this? It's only July. This isn't coming up until October. And you know, frankly, we have a tendency sometimes to talk about these events as they get closer. And we'll do that. I mean, you know, I guarantee all month of September we're going to be talking about this event. In August, next month, we're going to be talking about this event. And sometimes that can create a little frustration because it's like, well, man, I wish I had known about this. I could have taken time off of my full-time job, or I could have, you know, scheduled my time differently, or I could have got a cheaper flight if they had talked about this a little bit earlier. Well, that's why we're not making that mistake. We're talking about it early. We're 2.5 months away, a little over 2.5 months away from this event coming up. There's still plenty of time to get a cheap flight. There's still plenty of time to register for the event. And we want you to be able to do that and make the plans to be there today. You won't regret it. You really will not regret it. If you don't attend, you will regret it. It's that important. And I want to make sure that I had my voice sounding off way early of this event, encouraging, stressing to our team to make sure that you're there. There are going to be some huge announcements that they make that you want to be there, you want to be a part of. There's going to be some excellent training at this event as well. I've seen some of the agenda for that, and I'm telling you, it's going to be very worthwhile. For those of us who are in business solutions, I know one of those events, one of those training pieces, is on Thursday. I think that's the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. Here, I'll just double-check. Yes, that's Thursday the 3rd. Myself and three others, Abby Parker, who is a $300,000 earner here from Texas, Doris Frencha, who's a six-figure earner, Rachel Lawton, who's a six-figure earner. The four of us are presenting a 5-hour training event. It's an advanced training for business solutions, for employee benefit sales. And you'll want to be a part of that. I mean, you'll want to be there on the 3rd to be able to be a part of that training. And so it's just one of the pieces of this full weekend. But the entire weekend is going to have excellent content, excellent training. We're going back to a breakout model, which I love. I love when they have breakouts and you get to choose, you know, which breakout you want to go to. It makes the event a little bit more customizable for every attendee. And when they do that, they always have a lot on the business solution side that you can choose from, that you can go and learn. So I'm telling you, you will not regret making the commitment to be at this event. And that really starts today with getting registered for the event. And I would lock down your hotel. The hotel space in Salt Lake City, Utah, is not like it is in, you know, Dallas, Texas, or another bigger city. It's a good sized city, but it's not a big city. It's not a metropolis, and so their hotel space is going to fill up faster than in other venues. And so I would book your hotel, and I would get registered. Those are the two things that I would have you do today, and then start shopping your flights. Obviously, the sooner that you get on a flight, and some of you are in close enough location that you could drive to Salt Lake if you chose to. But if you fly there, I would start shopping those out and make sure that you're there for the full day on the 3rd, the 4th, and I think on the 5th, it's just the morning of the 5th that we're in training. And so you could fly back that afternoon, you know, or that evening or you could stay until, you know, obviously later than that as well. But I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about that, that I was getting that out there for you, for us all, you know, to be able to get to that event and get ready for it, get registered, start preparing for it. It is absolutely going to be a phenomenal way to start the fourth quarter of this year. And again, we're only 2.5 months out from that. And I'm so excited to see so many of you there. We'll have, I'm sure, a team breakout. That hasn't been formally announced yet, but I'm confident that we will have a team breakout, a chance to gather with our team like we did in Dallas, like we do at all of these events as well. So I'm excited for that. And again, I'm just ecstatic for our keynote speaker here this morning, Mr. Scott Brooks, who is hands down one of our favorite trainers, one of our best presenters. Some of you have been around for a while, and you know what I'm talking about. Mr. Brooks never disappoints when he shares, and the reason for that is he shares with so much conviction about his journey and his path and the things that he has learned, the things that he has found to be successful. He's not speaking in theory. He never does. He never gets on a training call like this or trains at an event and stands up and says, you know what I think would work? He never does that. He shares exactly what has worked for him, what helped him go out his first year in the business and earn a six-figure income, what helped him go out his second year in the business and take that income from just over $100,000 to $250,000 in straight income from Legal Shield. And what, you know, that's what he's sharing. And that's why he can share it with so much belief and so much conviction, is because it's real. This is a business that has changed his life. And in turn, he has changed the lives of so many others with his passion and belief and certainly his knowledge and experience. And we are so grateful that he's taking time this morning to share with us. Mr. Brooks, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for being with us here this morning. And as always, we are so excited to hear from you. We'll turn the call over to you, my friend.
Well, good morning, Mr. Riches. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. And welcome, everybody, who is dialed in, joining us live, listening to me right now here, calling out of my home office in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and for the hundreds of other people that will be listening to this in a playback as soon as they get back from summer vacation or family vacation or the incentive trip or what have you. I am thrilled to be here with you today. And what's really funny about Mike Rich's introduction just now is he just stole a little bit of my own ramp-up, if you will, my own introduction to getting this call moving in the right direction, because I wanted to talk to you not about theory today. And I was going to mention, I'm not coming to you with theory today, and he just stole that, because I'm coming to you with really just practical, maybe more than ever, maybe you'll discern that from this call today, just more than ever, transparency, pulling back the covers, no secrets, no holds barred, just really wanting to give you the guts of what's worked for me, what's working for others, and, you know, we're still driving. We're still driving hard. Now, I will admit, there have been some seasons over the last couple of years where the multi-six-figure residual income has messed with my brain a little bit, has messed with the idea of flirting with what it's like to feel retired, what it's like to feel like you don't have to worry so much about the day-to-day, and that I could do today whatever I want. And I'm not bragging about that. That's something that should be exciting to you to hear somebody in your company, just like you, telling you that with a few years of sustained focus and effort that you can build a significant residual income that might mess with you in the future like it has with me. But I want to let you know today that I'm as active today as I ever have been. I'm excited about coming into the biggest peak season of the year, which is generally everything after July 1st, which is the season we're in right now. And for those of you that maybe haven't heard much from me, or maybe you're new to the company, or you don't know my story, I think there's still archives on the Success Team archives, the telephone archives. You might be able to go back and listen to more of my story and some of the things I was talking about in the earlier days. But just in a nutshell, I'll just let you all know I started my career selling Legal Shield back in 2011. I was totally broke, was totally wiped out from the recession. I was 49 years old when we were in that season, and just at a place of where uncertainty, didn't know what I was going to do, didn't know how I was going to recover from the losses that we experienced. It was just a real bad time, and again, you can go back to the archives and maybe hear more about that. But I started in 2011, so that puts me now in my eighth year of selling Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit to companies. And just a couple of my proudest accomplishments over those 8 years was of course, getting my first six-figure ring in my first year, getting my $250,000 ring in my second year, and lots of other accolades. I've sold approximately 5,000 personal memberships in those 8 years, and I earned my million-dollar income status in 6 years. But most importantly, what should drive many of us, what hopefully drives most of you, of why we've chosen this career, is that we can build a very substantial six-figure or multi-six-figure residual income from our efforts in as little as 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. And let me ask you this, what could be better than that? Where else can you go and build a six-figure residualized income in as little as 3, 4, 5, 6 years? I mean, most people work 40 years of their lives, 50 years of their lives, and still don't retire with a six-figure retirement income. But we have that business model. We have that business opportunity right in the palm of our hands. And I know that you're on this call like I'm on this call to learn what you need to learn, to do what you need to do in order to achieve that kind of success. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about, and if you like titles, you can write this down. I encourage you to take notes. I flirted with a couple of different titles for this talk today. And so I've decided, Mr. Riches, I'm going to call this Lessons from 20,000 Cold Calls. Lessons I've learned from 20,000 cold calls. So what has occurred to me in the last 8 years now is this alarming thought. Why do some succeed in our business and others fail? Why is it that there are some who we get on the calls and they earn their $50,000 ring in their first year, or their $100,000 ring in their first year, and they go on year after year to succeed, and yet there are so many others who never really even barely get their first promotion or get their first premium dollars to get their first promotion? So we've heard for many, many years, the answer to that question is very simple. Let me give it to you, and I hope if you've never heard it, you write it down, and I hope if you're struggling, you also write it down, because here's what I want to say to you today. If you're not achieving the goals that you have in mind, if you're not obtaining the success that you hoped for, then there's only one of two possible reasons of why you have not achieved what it is you hoped for. And the first one is you're either not doing it right, or the second reason, you're not doing it enough. And we learned that years ago from one of the greatest in our business, which is Mr. Nick Serba, Platinum Income Earner. Nick would always say, if you're not achieving the goals that you had in mind or the success levels you had hoped for, there's only one of two reasons. You're not doing it right, or you're not doing it enough. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's just talk straight today. Let's just talk what's working today. Let's just talk truth today. No hype, nothing that's a bunch of filler, but let's just talk the truth. The reality for everyone on this call is if you apply what I just said to your business, and if you're not, or even to my own business, if I'm not achieving the level of success that I desire, I'm either not doing it right or I'm not doing it enough. And we have to be business professional enough to be humble enough to analyze those two answers. And after having had the opportunity to personally train and to personally mentor dozens of other associates in this business, using this business model, even after the success levels I have achieved, I know what some people have wrongly thought, if only I could be trained by Mike Riches, if only I could be trained by Adam Thompson, if only I could be mentored by Scott Brooks, then I will achieve success. And I'm going to tell you something that you may not want to hear. That is not true. Even after achieving success, and I'm sure Mr. Riches would probably comment on this after I'm finished, that even if he trains people, it doesn't guarantee their success because they still are the one that's responsible for putting in the action, putting in the activity. So why do some have very good success? And maybe I could even go as far as to say most do not succeed. This question has burdened me. Why? And many times I get on those follow-up calls with people who are not achieving the results that they're wanting, and we talk about, are you doing it right? And are you doing it enough? And the reality is this. Let's talk about not doing it right. It is not a complicated process to learn for most people. Our team structure, combined with Legal Shield's improved certification training for B2B sales, let me tell you this, it is the best it has ever been. It is twice the system that I grew up on. It is twice the value of what I learned how to sell on. You know, it's fairly easy to break down. You got to learn the products. You got to target your audience. You got to learn to pitch the product. You got to learn to make an appointment. You got to learn how to present the benefits. And you got to learn how to close the sale. Six things. Learn the product, target the audience, pitch the product, make the appointment, present the benefits of what you're selling, and close the sale. It's not a very complicated process. And every one of you listening to this today, you have what it takes to learn that process. And we've tried and strived over the years to give you the tools that you will need to figure that part out. So let's go to the other flip of the coin. Maybe you are doing it right, but maybe you're just not doing it enough. Many of you have heard that when I started making 50 telephone prospecting calls per day, 5 days a week, in 90-day increments for 13 weeks in a row. So that's 250 calls a week, 50 a day times 5 days, 250 a week times 4 weeks. That's 1,000 dials per month. And some of you are not really following that pattern. The truth is I did not make 50 calls a day nonstop. I did not make 50 calls a day forever and ever. I did it in 90-day periods because that's what I could handle. That's the flow volume that I could handle doing that level of intensity. So I would do it for 90 days and then take 90 days off and work those leads and close all of those deals. And then the third quarter, I would go out and do it again. So twice a year really is when I would, two quarters out of the year, two 90-day periods a year, I would make 50 calls a day, which turns out to be about, you know, that's 3,000 dials per month for 3 months in a row, and that's the volume of what I did, and that's how I built my million-dollar business. So the reality is that you start to really understand what it's going to take. And so now, after what I'm estimating is over 20,000 cold calls, what did I get for that effort? What did I accomplish for that effort? And by the way, making 50 cold calls a day will take you anywhere between 2 hours and 3.5 hours, depending on your technology. And I might talk about that in a minute. But what did I get for that effort of 2.5 to 3.5 hours of being on the phone, of dialing every single day? Well, ladies and gentlemen, what I got over the last 8 years is about 400 appointments. And out of those 400 appointments, I closed about 100 groups. And out of those 100 groups that I closed, I generated about 5,000 total membership sales. That's it. 100 groups or companies that for the most part were not big companies. 94% of them have less than 200 employees. 75% have less than 50 employees. And I looked at it today. I only have 6 groups to my name that have over 200 employees. But I meet so many new associates who fail before they get started, because they're not listening to what success is saying. They're going after 1,000 employee companies and 5,000 employee companies, and they're not listening to what we're saying. Mike Riches and Mark Riches and Scott Brooks and Adam Thompson and all the other guest speakers you guys have had on our calls, ask them. Most of them open groups less than 50 employees. And every once in a while, we get a group over 50, and rarely do we get a group over 100 or 200 employees. So what's the point? What did I do to succeed in this business? Well, to be honest, it's not all that glamorous. It's really not all that spectacular to talk about. It's really not supernatural at all. So I'm going to ask it again. Why do most associates fail in the B2B space and only a few succeed? I've boiled it down to 2 bottom line realities. And here it is. I hope you're writing this down. If you don't keep pitching, you don't make sales. That's number one. If you don't keep pitching, you don't make sales. And we all know that if you don't make sales, you don't eat. Right? Number 2, if you keep pitching, you will always make sales. If you keep pitching, stay at it, stay focused, you're going to make sales. And in my short time with the company and training and mentoring and coaching and talking to and trying to help dozens and dozens of people, the number one thing that I've found in listening to them and talking to them is most people stop short of their goals. So the remainder of this call today, and in honor of the 50th anniversary this week of the Apollo 11 flight to the moon, I want to address this subject before we conclude. The name of this subject is Houston, We Have a Problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we are what we are regardless of what you want to call yourself. You can call yourself a consultant. You can call yourself an employee benefits specialist. You can call yourself you know, CRS certified or whatever. But the bottom line is we are salespeople. B2B sales, business-to-business sales, to be exact. We are salespeople, and we ought to find time right now that we ought to be proud of that. That is how we take care of our family. That is how we secure our future. And there is no shame in what we do. That is what we are. We are outside sales reps whose only function is to generate new business development for our parent corporation. And the manner in which we deploy to meet new people, to make those sales, there's really limited options in how you go about it. You can either A, meet people in person, or you can meet people on the phone. And that's about it. You can meet people in person, or you can meet people on the phone. So it's either face-to-face, or it's cold calling, period. And by the way, when you're meeting them face-to-face, that's called cold calling too. So if you really want to break it down further, I've come to understand this. In this year, I've been reading two new books because I want to get better at my craft. I want to get even better as I go on. And I bought two new sales books this year. One is called Setting Sales Appointments by Scott Chanel, and the other is called Lessons from Cold Calling by Stuart Rogers. And I've read these books cover to cover and earmarked and highlighted the areas that might help me to improve my game. But the bottom line I've come to realize is this, is that we are sales professionals, and the bottom line is if you build your business like I did on the telephone, you are a telemarketer. Period. And that's what we do. Any sales activity conducted over the phone is really telemarketing. Now, I know the old connotations. I know the old stereotype, the sleazy telemarketer. That's not what we are. We're professionals. We're professional fishermen. We're trying to get a bite on the hook. We're trying to find somebody to take the worm. We're trying to find somebody in the pond of the region or the area or the metropolitan location where we live. We're trying to find somebody who will listen to what we are offering, and we're trying to find people who want what we have to sell, period. And I've chosen this model for building my career, and I'm not ashamed of it one bit. So why have I chosen telemarketing to generate a career? Here's why. Because I can't meet 50 new people a day in person. But I can attempt to call 50 people per day. So generating leads by cold calling is still relevant in midst of today's, you know, social skills and social selling and all the different fancy funnels and marketing programs. Generating leads by cold calling is still relevant and by far the fastest way to start building or to start reviving your business level of success. And ladies and gentlemen, you can write this down. Cold calling basically involves five basic steps. One is get organized. Period. Get organized. Where are you going to make your calls from? You're going to call from a computer, from a voice line or over computer line? Are you going to call from a cell? What are you going to do? Number two is get access. You need lists. You need phone numbers. You need names of companies. You can buy a list. You can get access to Reference USA. You can find access to company directories online, but you've got to get organize, and you've got to get access, and then you got to deliver the info. Introduce yourself. Tell people what you do. Tell people who you're with. Make an offer. And then number four, you got to keep record. Keep track. Because if you don't do that, then you can't do number five, which is to follow up. Because rarely will you ever make a sale in pitching one single time or making one single call. But back to my thought, back to my point. Houston, we have a problem. Remember, not right, or not enough. You're not doing it right or you're not doing it enough. If you're not sure if you're doing it right, then ladies and gentlemen, please listen to me carefully. If you're not sure you're doing it right, you're going to need to deploy some humility. And you need to ask someone for help. You need to ask your upline. You need to find a B2B coach. You need to find somebody in your area, whether they're in your upline or not. Somebody you can talk to about your process that you've learned, or go back and go through the training and revisit it again and again and again like I did in my first couple of years. Because if you're not doing it right, it doesn't matter how much you do it. It's just not going to come out the right way. And then the greater challenge that I found with most sales professionals is if you're not doing it enough, you're going to run out of resources. You're going to run out of fuel to sustain you before you reach your goal. You know, Stuart Rogers said in his book, Lessons from Cold Calling, he says, telemarketing sales failure can be generally traced to three basic problems. One, having uncertain goals. Two, having an inefficient system. And three, inadequate effort. So let me ask you, as we address the first one, uncertain goals. What are you trying to accomplish? What is your desired outcome? Ladies and gentlemen, our activity goals have to be established before you can reach your target. When the engineers at NASA decided on the goal to take a man to the moon, they had to calculate how much fuel it would require to get them there. And then they built everything else around the size of the rocket that contained the fuel. And so they had a goal. They calculated what it would take in terms of fuel, and then they built everything else around it. So if your goal is to make $50,000 in your first year, then you got to just simply break it down. That's $4,166 a month. It's $1,041 a week. And at the senior manager level, which everybody should be able to get to in the next couple of weeks with a little bit of effort, you would have to make 7 sales to generate $1,041 in a week if you did a combo sale. At the director level, you'd need to make 6 sales, and at the executive director level, you need to make 4 sales to earn at least $1,041 a week. So you've got to know the goal. So if that's, let's say, hypothetically, your goal, it might be bigger, it might be smaller, so just adjust the numbers accordingly. If that's your goal, then you have to put in the required effort, enough fuel to the rocket to sustain the goal. And in what we do, I'm talking simply about making calls, talking to more people, getting the message out and not stopping until you have succeeded, not stopping until you have arrived at your destination. What's the second thing he talks about? An inefficient system. Are you going to dial one at a time using your mobile phone? Dial, 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 or are you going to use an automated system like PhoneBurner? Personally, I use PhoneBurner. I load in a list of companies, let's say 250 company names and phone numbers, and I activate the phone burner, and it starts calling the number. And as soon as I get a connection, it stops dialing. I deliver my script. If they're interested, I go further and book the appointment. If they're not interested, I hang up, and the system immediately dials.
Mr. Brooks, do we still have you on the line? I think maybe we lost the connection there. We'll wait just a few minutes to get Mr. Brooks back on, or a few seconds rather, to get Mr. Brooks back on the line. I show that he's still on, but we lost.
Hello.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. We got you. Okay. Sorry about that.
I wasn't even anywhere near my phone. I didn't touch anything.
I know. I don't know what happened, but it just disconnected. But I see where you were still on. I don't know why we just lost your signal.
Where did you hear me cut off at? What was I on?
When you're talking about the five steps of telemarketing. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was just a few seconds ago. You were talking about phone burner. You load 250.
Oh, good. I was right on. Okay, I know where I'm at.
It was just a few seconds ago. Thank you.
Okay, cool. No problem. Sorry about the technical difficulties, folks. So I'm talking about the inefficiency of most people's systems. You just got to know what your system is. When I first started, I dialed number by number, line by line. Now I've gotten more efficient, and I use a system like PhoneBurner that helps me to cut. You know, usually it would take me 3.5 hours to dial 50 numbers in a day, dial by dial. And now using PhoneBurner, I can make 50 dials in a day in usually 2 hours or less, because it just tries to get me in front of somebody to have a conversation with, and I don't spend a lot of time, you know, dialing, so to speak. So you got to get your system in place. But the number one thing I've heard from talking to other sales reps about their inefficiency is this. They spend too much time trying to convince people that are not interested. They spend too much time trying to overcome 10 different objections in hope that they're going to get that person to come over to their side. And so my rule is to call the best leads first and to dial through your list and only spend time talking to people who will talk to you. I know that sounds elementary, but it's so practical. You know what will kill you more than anything else in this business? It's not the people who say no. It's not the people who flat out tell you, I'm not interested. It's the people who say maybe. It's the people who string you along. It's the people who you call back month after month after month, and it never results in a sale. And so my rule is to call the best leads first, because here's what I teach people. There are only so many people that are going to be interested in what you have to offer. Period. So don't get your feelings hurt going into it knowing that the majority of people don't care about what you're offering. But here's my rule of thumb. They may not be interested today, but at least I want them to be aware of who I am and who I'm with, so that when they do have a need, when there is interest, that they remember me. And the good news of what we do is this. Every company reviews their employee benefits every year. Every company. So my goal is to try to get the information in front of them at the time of the year, whether it's January, February, March, June, August, or November, to get the information in front of that decision maker when they are consciously engaged in the thought process of reviewing their benefits. So if somebody tells me, no, I'm not interested, I always try to come back and say, is there a better time later this year that you might be looking at reviewing these sorts of things concerning your benefits? That way they might say, yeah, call. We usually do that in August, or we usually do that in June, and then I can put a follow-up reminder in my schedule to follow up with them when they're considering it. So ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, don't spend too much time chasing the wind. Only spend time talking to those people that will listen to what you have to say. And if they're not interested, then don't get your feelings hurt. Just move on. It's not personal. Just move on. So we've got to make sure we're being efficient with our time. And then the third and final thing before I wrap this up is inadequate efforts. Remember, Houston, we have a problem. Remember what Stuart Rogers said, lessons he's learned from cold calling, is three basic problems, inadequate efforts. It doesn't matter what you call it. Cold calling is the fuel of sales. Most sales professionals run out of fuel before they ever realize their destination. So they have a fuel shortage. Imagine the disaster that would have occurred if the engineers had miscalculated the rocket trip to the moon and if they had run out of fuel. before they arrived at their destination. So remember this. No matter how well an audience is targeted, or how effective or qualified your list is, or how efficient your calling system is designed, nothing happens unless human beings actually make a sufficient number of contacts with their prospective clients. Period. Like the lazy fisherman who packs up his gear after an unproductive hour of casting. Callers who make a few unsuccessful calls each day are never going to land the fish. So the rule to follow is to just make a conscious decision today that you're going to make your calls every single day, that you're going to be focused, not distracted, and you're going to be, starting today, persistent with this one thing. And I promise you what I've learned, not only in being around for 8 years, but listening and asking questions from the top sales producers in our company and rubbing shoulders with them and finding out what they're doing, it always boils down to this. He who makes the most calls, sales calls, whether it's by phone or in person, I don't care. He who makes the most calls makes the most money, period. So knowing that, so hearing that today, why would anybody stop short of a telephone calling session out to prospective companies before they set at least one appointment? And my philosophy when I started was this, very simple. If I make 50 calls a day, I knew there was a very high probability that I would make at least one appointment in that calling session. And if I did that Monday through Friday, then hypothetically speaking, that would mean that next week I've got 5 sales calls to go out on. And out of those 5 sales calls to go out on, prospectively next week, one of them would say yes. One of them would agree to an enrollment. Which hypothetically would mean if I consistently did that week after week, day after day, then that would mean every single week I was closing a new group enrollment. And if you go back and look at my calling logs and you go back and look at my closing logs, you would see that that's almost exactly what happened. If I did 50 calls a day for a 90-day run for 13 weeks, almost invariably I would get approximately 13 new accounts out of those 13 weeks of focused effort. So inadequate effort is what I have concluded is the reason for most people's failure. I'm not trying to be harsh today. I want you to win. I want you to succeed. But nothing's going to happen until you make a sufficient number of contacts with your prospective clients. So the rule to follow is just make that decision that you're going to make your calls and you're going to be persistent. If you make 10 calls and no one buys, should you quit calling and call it a failure? No. If no one buys after 100 calls or 1,000 calls, should you quit then? No. There's an old saying, ladies and gentlemen, that goes like this. You shouldn't quit until the miracle happens. And that is the case in what we do in sales. That is the case in what we do for many of us that are telemarketing. Most callers will quit before they ever realize the value of their efforts. And so I want you to make that decision. I'm about out of time. I look forward to the next time we get together, and I will talk to you specifically next time we're together, which is in my notes for today. I was just going to talk for a minute about what I'm doing specifically today that's working. And let me give you just one of them, because it's probably the most significant change. It's probably the most significant shift in my business in 8 years, and it's this. And I have a confession to make. For years, I've listened to Mike Riches teach us that he pre-calls all of his prospective clients, that he calls the company the day before, or he calls the week before, and he tries to find out who the decision maker is, and what their name is, and what their direct extension is, and who that contact is, so we're not just chasing the wind or fumbling around in the dark. And I'm going to tell you something humbly, Mr. Riches. I fought that idea for years, because that would mean, in essence, twice the number of calls. But my confession to you, ladies and gentlemen, today, the number one thing I'm doing today that's working is I'm pre-calling. I've finally given in. I've finally seen the light. I finally have come over to the light side, the right side of sales professionals. And I'm sorry, Mike, that I didn't listen or heed your advice, but it took me reading these two sales books this year, and they both agreed with you. Quite frankly, maybe that's how you learn to sell, by reading these books. And they teach the number one thing you can do to improve your sales success is to pre-call your leads, which simply means that what I do is this. For a week, I do pre-calls. And so I'll make 50 calls today, and I'll whoever answers the phone, here's what I say. I say, hi, this is Scott Brooks, and I was hoping to get your help today. I would like to send some information to your human resource vice president or the HR director at your company. Can you please help me with a contact name of whom I can send it to? Not threatening, not aggressive, not salesy, not pitchy. Hey, I want to send something to the person that makes your employee benefit decisions. Notice I'm trying to target the highest position, the VP of HR or the HR director. And you'd be shocked, ladies and gentlemen, of the number of people that will say, sure, that's going to be Jenny Rogers, and her extension is 343. And then I ask, can I get her email so I can send it to her? And they give you their email the majority of the time. Now I know exactly who I'm going to call next week. I know exactly the name. And then let me just give it to you one more minute. This is what I do. After I have the name, I call. I deliver my pitch. But I don't just call them once. What I do is simply this. Every time I'm starting a 90-day run, this is what's working for me today. Every time I do a 90-day run, I want to go into that 90 days with 750 leads. 750 leads. Why? Because I'm going to call 50 a day, 5 days a week. And if you do the math, 13 weeks times 50 a day, you need 750 leads. So what I do is this. The first batch of 250, that's month one. And I call 50 a day for a week, 5 days. And that's 250. So I call them once in week number one of the month. And I not only call them, but I send an email. Guess what I'm doing next week? Week number two, I call the same 250. Because probably the list is now down to 240 people that I haven't connected with, people that I haven't gotten an appointment with, and now I've still got 240 that I still haven't got to pick up the phone. So I call through the list in week number two, and then guess what I do in week two? I send email number two. And then week three, I call them again and send another email. And then in week four, I call them again and send another email. That's 8 touches in 1 month. They say it takes at least 7 touches to get someone's attention. So if you don't get their attention, here's my philosophy. If you don't get their attention, after 8 touches, calling 4 weeks in a row, once a week, 4 weeks in a row, and sending 4 follow-up emails, then they're probably not interested. Month number 2, I get my second batch of 250 names, and I go through it, exact same process. Month number 3, my third batch of 250 names, and I do it. Same exact process, and that's how I stay focused. I don't just call once and move on. You got to go after them in a concentrated effort. Telephone call, email, telephone call, email, telephone call, 8 touches. And I got very focused and very strategic, keeping good records and good follow-up. And that's exactly what I'm doing today that's working, because what's getting me in front of more people than ever before and talking to the right people than ever before, Mr. Rich, as I confess, is finally following what you've been teaching for years, and that's making those pre-calls before I start. So thank you for staying on track. I'm a slow learner, ladies and gentlemen, as I've just confessed to you. So I've always ended most of my training calls with this: if I can do it, anybody can do it. Just make up your mind what you're going to do, learn from the best, learn from what's working, and then execute your plan until you succeed. Because what we need to do is call and call and call until the miracle happens. And I wish each of you the kind of success that we've enjoyed in this business, because it really does work. Mr. Riches, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Mr. Brooks, what a phenomenal training. I mean, what an exceptionally practical training. And I know you mentioned that when you started, and let me tell you, you came through. That was beautiful.
I know I'm not usually practical. I'm usually more trying to be motivational. I don't usually talk about how to.
I'll tell you what, it was phenomenal. I just really, really appreciated everything that you shared. Just the again, practical tip after practical tip of connecting with people, and really what it boils down to at the end of the day is exactly what Mr. Brooks said at the beginning. If you're not getting the success that you're looking for, you're not doing something right, or you're not doing it enough. And he addressed both of those exceptionally well here this morning. And so, again, we've been well-fed this morning by listening in. And I want to thank you so much for preparing that, for sharing it in such an enthusiastic and real, authentic, genuine way. We absolutely appreciate your leadership and everything that you do for our organization. And again, folks, we're in an exciting time. There's not a better time of the year. If you were going to make a decision to go on a 90-day run, then right now, and I know Scott mentioned that, and he talked about that thoroughly, this is the third quarter. This is the time of the year that companies are making their benefits decisions. This is the time of year where boardrooms are filled with these types of conversations. What can we add? Our employees are looking for more voluntary benefits. What makes sense? What can we add? What's not going to cost us money but yet be something where our employees are actually going to be able to use it? Where is participation going to be highest? You know, I'm sure that there are some boardrooms where the conversation has turned to identity theft and the conversation has turned to legal. And there are some boardrooms where they are specifically targeting what we do, what we offer. But there are, in my opinion, many more boardrooms where they don't really know what to do. They know they want to do something. Companies know that they want to add something. That's the feedback that they've gotten from their employees. They've heard that they need more voluntary benefits. They want more voluntary benefits. And so they know that they want to add something. They just don't know what it is. But I'm telling you, those are the businesses. If they get your phone call today, if they get your phone call tomorrow, you're in business. You're going to strike gold. And those conversations are filling boardrooms across North America right now, today, this week, this month. This third quarter is the best time of the year. If you're going to go on a 90-day run, start it today. And how appropriate that 90-day run would round out around the Salt Lake City Conference convention that we're going to have that first weekend in October. Again, a huge thank you to Mr. Scott Brooks for sharing all of that incredible information, that incredible training this morning. I took a ton of notes myself. I love how he talked about having to deploy some humility. You know, that's something some of us have been in the business for a while, and that's exactly what it takes. If this is not your first training call this morning, this is not your first time hearing about prospecting, well, you're going to have to deploy some humility. Some of you, you are newer as far as in our business, but you're not new in the industry. You've sold things before. You've had success before. Well, you're going to have to double back and deploy some humility, like Mr. Brooks is talking about, to really take what he's sharing this morning and to go apply it. If there are any of you at any point that said, well, yeah, I've heard what he's saying before, good. Deploy some humility and go put it into practice. I really love that philosophy And I love how he said, you should never quit until the miracle happens. What a phenomenal training and what a phenomenal concept and philosophy to end on this morning. Again, there are miracles. And I look at my business, miracle is not an overused word there. I mean, that's a very appropriate term. There are times where things happen that I can't explain, but they happen because I didn't give up, because I just hadn't quit. And so I hope that we can take that to heart and put that into practice in our business as well. Again, Mr. Brooks, thank you very much for sharing this morning. Thank you to all of you for joining our call this morning, for plugging in here. Remember, Thursday evening, the time, by the way, I neglected to give the time earlier, is 6 p.m. Central Time. So 6 p.m. Central, 7 Eastern. You can do the adjustment if you're on the West Coast or in the Mountain Time Zone, but 6 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, that's when we're going to be having our team building call, our team building training call every week moving forward. So, again, a huge thank you to all of you who have plugged in this morning. A huge thank you to Mr. Brooks. God bless every one of you. We look forward to seeing you on the Employee Benefit Certification webinar this Wednesday, and, of course, on future calls coming up over the next few days. We'll talk to you soon.